NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. On Thursday, the New Mexico Supreme Court ruled state law precludes municipalities and counties in New Mexico from restricting abortion or regulating abortion clinics and providers. The court's opinion invalidates local ordinances by Lee and Roosevelt counties and the cities of Hobbs and Clovis that attempted to require compliance with the federal Comstock Act, banning the mailing of abortion-related materials. The Attorney General filed a lawsuit in the state Supreme Court last year to invalidate those ordinances. The four cities and counties in the lawsuit enacted their local laws after a ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court in 2022 ended the federal right to an abortion. The court issued an order, a writ of mandamus, prohibiting the local governments from enforcing the ordinances and rejected arguments by the local governments that their ordinances constituted a lawful exercise of their police powers for the health and safety of local residents. The Roswell Municipal Landfill is offering members of the community free mulch. Residents are asked to bring their own equipment to load and haul the mulch off-site 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. on Saturday. Free mulch is available while supplies last at 3006 West Brasher Road. Call 575-624-6746 for more information. And due to critical capacity, the Humane Society of Lincoln County in Ruidoso has extended their Home for the Holidays adoption event through Saturday. More than 50 dogs or puppies are still waiting for new homes. Dog adoption fees have been reduced to $60 and include spay-neuter vaccines, microchip, and a bag of dog food. Most dogs are socialized, know some commands, and are leash trained. And thanks to Paws on the River, LLC, all adoptions will also receive one complimentary nail trimming, one complimentary day of doggy daycare, and a free 30-minute training session. Visit hslcnm.org for a list of available dogs and cats. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.